All right.
Welcome,
everyone who is listening here. My name is Becca Cowan. I am a journalism student at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and today I will be giving you guys my predictions on the European Championships of 2020, the major soccer tournament going on around the world right now. And so it's still going, or it's in the midst of going right now. So some of the big favorites have already seen their chances end here. And my prediction, my winning prediction, is already out. France, they lost pretty dramatically to Switzerland yesterday on penalties after a very entertaining 3-3 game. And another great game that happened yesterday was Spain's 5-3 beating of Croatia, which that game also went to extra time, but Spain in the end were just too strong. But I do want to talk about France a little bit, because coming off the back of the 2018 World Cup win and retaining basically the same team, everyone assumed that they would probably go on and win this championship. And on paper, they have by far the strongest team of anyone around in Europe. And a huge surprise and very lackluster performance from the French. They went down 1-0. They came back and were winning 3-1, but then allowed two late Swiss goals, which took it to extra time. And then the mercurial Kylian Mbappe was the only one to fail in the subsequent penalty shootout. And he's widely regarded as one of the best players in the world already, and he's only 22. He scored in the World Cup final in 2018. Portugal is also gone with Cristiano Ronaldo, who I thought was going to be the best player of the tournament, considering he had 5 goals in the opening 3 games. But again, it kind of shows how crazy soccer is. It's, you know, the best player on the planet over the past, or arguably the best player on the planet over the past decade or so, scores 5 goals, and then his team can't score a goal against Belgium, who, again, Belgium are the number one team in the world, but are never regarded as favorites going into tournaments for some reason, but a strong 1-0 victory that they had the other day knocked Portugal out. And then today we had some fun games where England beat Germany finally 2-0 and moved on to the quarterfinals. It was a pretty lackluster performance from the Germans, which if anyone's seen Germany play over the past couple of years, they really haven't done a whole lot. They lost 2-1 to North Macedonia at home, which is one of the biggest upsets, considering North Macedonia only became a recognized nation about 5 or so years ago. And Germany, of course, won the World Cup in 2014. But I think the biggest winner in all this, so this tournament so far, is the viewers or the fans, because they postponed the tournament from last summer because of COVID and brought it forward to this summer. And while it still hasn't been 100% capacity, there have been fans in stadiums, and it's only been about 20,000 or so, but they have sounded like a full stadium. They have made noise that if anyone has ever watched a soccer game will know just the atmosphere is sometimes even better than the actual game on the field, just being in one of those. I went to a game in Germany when I was 16 with my mom at the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. And we saw Hertha Berlin play Bayern Munich, and Bayern Munich are one of the premier teams in the world, club teams in the world. And it was just the atmosphere. I mean, the home team were losing 6-0, and they were still beating drums, waving flags, singing their hearts out. And it's one of the most incredible experiences you could ever do is go to a European soccer game, just if you want to have the experience of, you know, an atmosphere unlike any other. But, so some of the big teams that are still in it, Spain and Belgium and Italy, they are all in it. Belgium and Italy actually play on Friday in the quarterfinals. That's going to be a big game because Italy are a lot of people's sleeper pick. I mean, they haven't lost a game in 34 games. They've conceded their first goal in almost 8 hours of soccer in their last match, which they did. They won 2-1, but it wasn't all too convincing. So there's still a lot of questions for the Italians to answer, especially against a team like Belgium, who have one of the most informed strikers on the planet right now in Romelu Lukaku. And so far, I would say Ronaldo was going to be my pick for player of the tournament, but if Lukaku and Belgium beat Italy, I think it's going to be hard to argue against Romelu Lukaku and Belgium in general. I mean, Belgium have a wealth of attacking talent. Eden Hazard, Thorgan Hazard, Kevin De Bruyne, Yannick Carrasco, Romelu Lukaku, Yuri Tielemans. I mean, they're blessed with some serious offensive power. And their back line isn't too shabby either. I got Toby Alderweireld, Thomas Vermaelen, Jason Denier, Thomas Meunier, and then their mammoth of the goalkeepers, 6'8", Thibaut Courtois, the Real Madrid keeper. So it's going to be hard to argue against them. But Spain decided to suddenly just flood the tournament with goals and 2 0-0 draws in their opening 2 group games, and they put up 10 goals in the last 2 now. So if Spain can keep it clicking, they're going to be a hard team to stop as well. But I would be surprised if any of the smaller teams that made it through, like the Czech Republic, Denmark, or Ukraine, can make it past where they're at. But England, yeah, England's victory against Germany today was somewhat of a surprise, considering Germany tend to beat England whenever they play each other, and most famously probably at the 2010 World Cup with Frank Lampard's ghost goal, which was really what brought in the introduction of goal line technology and video assistant refereeing. But I think when it comes to the fans being back in the stadium, I don't necessarily know if it's a good idea for the health of everyone, but I also don't know what Europe's vaccine rollout has been or if any of the fans are vaccinated. But just from a personal standpoint, it's just absolutely wonderful to be able to watch a game and not have automatic sound crowd that they've been using over the past year to hear the actual crowd reaction about everything. And then, and a good update on Christian Eriksen. He is up and doing well in the hospital. If you don't know, Christian Eriksen was the Danish player who collapsed about almost 2 weeks ago now in the middle of a game. His heart failed, and he actually was clinically dead for about 5 minutes or so until the Danish medical staff were able to resuscitate him. And, yeah, apparently he's up and at him now, and Denmark are marching through the tournament as basically as inspiration, really, it seems. They lost the game that they were playing against Finland when Eriksen went down, but since then they've done a remarkable job to get to where they are. And there aren't too many sleeper picks in this one. I can't see the Czech Republic or Denmark or Ukraine really making it, you know, too much further. The Czech Republic do play Denmark, so one of those two teams will be in the semifinal. But I think whoever they play between England or Ukraine, it's going to be a tough matchup. But I think England, given the side of the bracket that they're on, have a great chance of making the final because all the powers are left on one side of the bracket. Spain, Belgium, and Italy are all on the same side of the bracket. England only have to worry about the Czech Republic, Denmark, or the Ukraine. And if they should be able to beat all of those teams. And if they do, they would make it to the final, which would be pretty insane because England tend to be not so good at major tournaments over the past few decades, really. They'll maybe make a semifinal, but that's about it. But, yeah, it's a real shame that Portugal, France, and any of the other big powers are, you know, not left in the tournament, but that's how often this game is, that Switzerland, a team that should not even be close to competing with France in terms of, you know, winning or even let alone tying, were able to muster out a tie and then take it to penalties, which most people probably argue are not fair reflections on a game. It's just who has the best nerve and who can put it ball in the back of the net. And in this instance, it was the Swiss. And, I mean, France dominated that game. No surprise. People thought they would. But Switzerland came in, pinched a couple of late goals, and got through. But Belgium-Italy is going to be the one to watch upcoming on Friday. It's at 2 p.m. on Friday. And if you have a chance to watch it, I highly recommend it. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful game. Italy looks super strong. I mean, so does Belgium. Belgium defensively looks very strong, too, which could be a problem for the Italians because they tend to not score as much. But if they can hold out defensively against Belgium and maybe nick one on the counterattack. Spain, Switzerland, that's probably going to be a very interesting game as well. I mean, considering what Switzerland was able to do against France. But Spain has scored 5 in the last 2 games, so it's going to be hard for the Swiss to keep them out. But we shall see how that one goes. But I do think of the teams left in the tournament, I think Belgium is most likely going to be the one that wins. Their defense has been phenomenal so far in this tournament, and their attacking talent is right up there with any of the teams left and probably better than any of the teams left. But so I'd say of that side of the bracket with Switzerland, Spain, Belgium, and Italy, I think Belgium makes the final and probably wins it. And then I think probably, I mean, it's hard to vote against England on the other side of the bracket when it comes to Ukraine, Denmark, Czech Republic, but I would not be surprised if of those 3 teams, Denmark gives England the best run for their money, assuming they beat the Czech Republic, that is. But Denmark, again, you know, they've got a lot of young talent on their team. And then they've got a few guys who've been around the block and seen a few things. So I think that mix of youth and experience could bode well for them when it comes to that. But I think, yeah, I would say I think probably given – who's left in the tournament, I would say Romelu Lukaku was going to be my player of the tournament. I mean, he's just been pouring in goals for Belgium. And he's made it look easy. He's made every defense he's played against just look like peanuts by comparison. He's too physically strong. His finishing has markedly improved since his move from Manchester United to Inter Milan. And his hold-up play has been excellent as well. He always has a defender on his back, but as soon as someone plays the ball into his feet, he's able to control it and turn and get Belgium going the other way. And it's a marked improvement, and it's really improved Belgium's offense overall. Plus, Belgium have Thierry Henry as their finishing coach or their striker coach. And for those of you who don't know, Thierry Henry is one of the best strikers to have ever played the game. He played for Barcelona, Arsenal, Monaco, Juventus. He even played a little bit here in America, but that was just a retirement party because every big European player who comes here is just here to retire. But it's going to be a very interesting end of the tournament, especially with a few of the big names out of there already. This was the first tournament as well that let 3 teams out of the group stage, not in every group, but most tournaments, it's usually the top 2 teams of the 4 go through to the round of 16 and then so on and so forth. But this was the first one where some of the teams that finished in 3rd place were able to pass and move forward, but most of those teams have already been dumped out because they're generally just, you know, not as good as the other 2 teams that have finished above them. But Denmark did have a strong 4-0 win against Wales, too, in the round of 16 match earlier. So it's going to be a tough ask for the Czech Republic to beat them, and then if England brush aside Ukraine, it's going to be a tough ask for England to get past Denmark as well. But I do think the bracket side with Switzerland, Spain, Belgium, and Italy will produce the winner, and my pick is Belgium. So if anyone has any other questions or wants to call in, if anyone is listening, please do give me a ring with your predictions or anything you see that you'd like to contest or agree with. I'm going to leave it open to questions for a little bit, and then if no one's calling in, I will end the broadcast. Looks like we don't have any callers here, so I will just leave it be. So Belgium is my pick to win, and Romelu Lukaku, the Belgian striker, is my pick to win player of the tournament. And I'm assuming he will also finish as top scorer as well. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good rest of your evening.